Playing today's hits and yesterday's favorites, this is Jam FM time once again for Town Talk. Today, a conversation with Lady Dunn Health Center Foundation Chair Susan Switzer. Here's that conversation.
Let's start by talking about the WISH campaign, since that is kicking off.
Yes, we're getting ready for launching our WISH campaign, which is going to start on Friday, November the 22nd, and run till January the 3rd. But this year, too, we've included the Glam for Good Gala. And it's sort of a bit of a kickoff for the whole WISH campaign and Giving Tuesday. And we're pretty excited about the gala. The tickets are almost all gone. There's about a table and a half left, and that's it. So if anyone's thinking of coming to the gala, you need to buy your tickets before Friday, because we need the numbers so Judy can work her magic in the kitchen and be sure there's enough for everybody to eat. And all the dollars raised once again from the gala is going to the purchase of a new ultrasound machine. The one at the hospital is nearing its end. It's 10 years old and it needs to be replaced as soon as possible.
So let's talk about how the WISH campaign works. In the past, it's been a mail out with a form that people can fill out and then send in. With the postal strike, I'm guessing that it's not going to work as usual. What is the plan for this year?
Yeah, the postal strike has thrown a little wrench into our plans. And like you said, Daniel, normally by this time of the year, we're sending out our annual flyers and with the donation slip attached to it so people can fill it in and either mail it in or bring it to the hospital, to the foundation office, or e-transfer. So this year, we're holding tight probably till next week, and then we're going to do some reassessment. We're hoping that the strike will be over, and then we'll be able to get all of these flyers out to the different communities. And as it is, we're going to advertise and be on our Facebook page as well, and anything anyone can do to get the word out about it would be really appreciated.
Okay, so you're not ruling out the possibility of sending out those flyers, but it's obviously delayed at this moment. And
Yes. In
the meantime, people can still donate. They just don't have that form they would have gotten in the mail.
Exactly. And, you know, if you have any questions or you want more information, just give the foundation office a call. Maren is working and she's there from Monday to Friday from 8 to 4. Phone number is 856-2335, extension 3147. And she'll be able to answer any of your questions or take your payment or tell you how to make the payment.
In the past, when people made donations under the campaign, there'd be a star put up on a tree. Is the WISH tree back again this year?
Yes. We do have the WISH tree up. It got put up yesterday in anticipation for this. It represents giving and the memory and honor of loved ones and wishes for better health care. And anyone that gives a donation can either come to the foundation office and get a star to put on the tree in memory or just enjoy or peace, whatever they want, and put it on the tree. Or if they don't want to come in, they can leave their name when they give their donation, and Maren will put it on the tree for them.
While this WISH campaign is underway, just a bit after the Glam for Good event, you also have Giving Tuesday coming up.
Yes, it sounds like we're really busy, and we are. We're trying desperately to get this money together for the ultrasound machine before it actually gives up the ghost. So Giving Tuesday, we've been a part of that for the last 6 years now, and it is an international initiative about giving back to your community. It happens right after that Black Friday and Cyber Monday, where people spend a lot of money on themselves or on friends and family. So Giving Tuesday is just a reminder that there's a lot of other organizations, there's other people, there's other communities that need support as well, and that the whole initiative is to give back. It doesn't have to be money. It could just be, you know, a smile or helping out a neighbor. Any act of kindness is part of Giving Tuesday.
I know that you do have a goal set for this year's Giving Tuesday.
Yes. Last year was an extraordinary year. When we're setting our sights a little more realistically this year, we would like to try to raise $15,000 in that one day. And we're already, once again, Northern Lights Ford is supporting us and has put up a pledge of $1,500. So we're hoping other businesses will match that, or other individuals will think of Giving Tuesday and giving back to the community and making a donation. And of course, all of these donations, you get a tax receipt as well.
And again, like all of the others that we've highlighted, this campaign, the Giving Tuesday, is going toward that ultrasound machine.
Yes, it is.
Is there anything else you want to make sure people know about what's happening over at the foundation?
We are working very hard, and I know busy time of the year. Just remember, every dollar that goes to the foundation stays in our community and supports the capital needs of our local hospital. And we can't thank our community enough. Every time we have a campaign, I end up at the end of it saying how incredible this community is and how generous this community is. It truly, truly is. And it's through supporters like JAM as well that, you know, we're able to get our message out.
Once again, that is Lady Dunn Health Center Foundation Chair Susan Switzer on Town Talk, heard at 9:30 every other Thursday morning on JAM FM.